Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam Rank with NFL Network joins us on the bench. How you been, Adam?
Oh, I'm wonderful. You know, it's draft time again, another one of those tentpole events for the NFL, and I'm ready for it.
So let me start, first of all, by asking you a few questions about the league. What did you think of Roethlisberger's deal?
I thought it was very interesting. Like, wasn't this guy going to retire like 4 years ago? Wasn't he threatening like, oh, this is it for me. I don't know if I can keep going on. Then they draft Landry Jones and he's like, or Mason Rudolph. And they're like, oh, I'm playing for 30 years now. All of a sudden he's extended to 40 to age 40. But, you know, it's what they had to do. I mean, the Steelers, you know, they made the commitment to him. They shipped away Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell's going to be playing for the New York Jets. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are content with just kind of cycling through. They got Juju. They got James Conner, and they knew that they got their guy, Ben Roethlisberger. They think they can make a run for it. So, I mean, you got to do it. So, I mean, it's a lot of money, but he has been playing pretty well over the last couple of years, even though he's threatened to retire every once in a while.
Are you surprised that, you know, Bell didn't show up for the Jets, you know, mini camp work stuff that they had going on?
No, it's kind of on brand. You know, if you've taken some time off, it's always tough to come back immediately. You might need an extra day. You might need a leg checkout or anything you want to do or anything like that. But, you know, these players, it just seems like they've become more sophisticated with the way that they train their bodies, and sometimes they get a better grip of how they're performing just by working out by themselves. And I think the word is voluntary. Like, it's voluntary. If my work wants me to come in voluntarily, I'm saying no as well. So I kind of feel him on that, but I also understand at the same time, you know, you're coming off a year in which you did not play, that perhaps if you wanted to make a good impression on your new team, perhaps you would go out there and show up. But to me, unless this really starts to drag out for a long time, it doesn't concern me at all.
All right, so what about the Redskins? The story now that Daniel Snyder is upset. He's taking over everything and making the decisions and calling the shots. Well, he's the owner. He can do whatever he wants. Do you think they're actually going to trade up into the top five and get a big quarterback?
It seems like they've got to address the position. They can't go into the season with who they've got going right now. And it's time to make a big move. The one thing, though, that I always kind of I'm curious about, because if the Cardinals are going to go Kyler Murray, and a lot of people still think that they're going to, if you're looking at this crop of quarterbacks, isn't Josh Rosen better than the guys who are coming out right now? I mean, if you were going to sit there and if you've got Washington's pick, and I think it's number 15, and the Cardinals want to move Josh Rosen because they have to, because they can't keep both quarterbacks, why wouldn't you just, instead of trading up for somebody who's probably not going to be as good, why not take a run at Josh Rosen? I understand that you want to make a big splash and it's exciting on draft night when your team moves into the top 10 or the top five. But to me, the play is just to go after Rosen. And if Dan Snyder's taken over and wants to make some moves, that's exactly what I would advise him to do.
So are you on board that Kyler Murray is going to be the number one? And you've heard all these stories tonight. Like, Carver Hyde told me that this guy, there's a rumor that if he's not number one, he's not going to go to the green room. He's not going to go to the draft. What is going on with that?
Well, I think there's a lot of smoke signals going on right now. The Cardinals kind of played themselves. They let their eagerness show a little bit too much early in this process, and they really fell head over heels with Kyler Murray. And listen, I don't want to besmirch them for that. Like, you like who you like. You know, this is Cliff Kingsbury. It's his first season. It's kind of like The Bachelor. Like, Colton wanted a Cassidy. There was nobody else. He could have had his pick of any of the other girls, but his heart wants what it wants. And so they went after that girl. And similarly, the Cardinals are going to go after Kyler Murray. They're going to draft him. The only thing is you've got to kind of drive the price up because you have to deal Josh Rosen. You can't have both guys on the roster. So now they're kind of stuck in a position to where, like, no, they have to play the game of, like, we don't know what we're doing. But they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They're going to take Kyler Murray. But they have to act like they're not, because they want the Giants or the Dolphins or the Redskins or even a team like the Chargers who could be looking for their heir apparent to Phillip Rivers, you know, when he is ready to retire in a couple of years. They're also in the mix. So you got to get these teams bidding against themselves. And the only way you've got, the only way you can do that is by telling everybody, like, yeah, we're undecided, even though in the back of their minds, they know exactly what they're doing.
Adam Rank, what is NFL number? Do you think the Giants are going to get Daniel Jones or Dwayne Haskins? Do you think that the Giants are going to do that at 6, or are they going to get a defensive star at 6 and then worry about the quarterback at 17?
Yeah, I think they're just going to have Eli play for another 200 games and not even address the court. No, I'm just
awesome.
Kidding. Sitting there at number 6, I do believe that they're going to have to end up taking the defensive stud. If it's somebody like Ed Oliver falls to them, maybe Josh Allen falls to them. You know, there's a lot of, this is one of the things about this draft is that there's a lot of good defensive talent that's kind of going underneath the radar because of everything with Kyler Murray and Nick Bosa are kind of stealing the headlines. But the Giants are in a great spot. If you're sitting there back there at number 17, Daniel Jones could be projected to go there. There's also, you know, some other prospects too. So I don't think that they have to panic. I know that them and the Redskins are in the mix. I know that Drew Locke is another guy who could possibly be available to, and Haskins. I mean, there's a lot of guys they can go after. But I think with the way that Gettleman's setting this up, I think he's comfortable enough going with Eli Manning for another year or two. You know, he was in the same draft class as Ben Roethlisberger, and he's been extended for 3 years. So perhaps the Giants feel like they've got their guy, and instead, let's just go build that defense. When you have multiple picks, sometimes it behooves you to just go out there, load up on defense, and try to win that side of the football, and let your veteran quarterback just not necessarily become a game manager, but just go out there and just do what he does best, because that's how the Giants won their previous two Super Bowls, with a stellar defense. So perhaps Gettleman's looking at that, and you look at his track record in Carolina, and perhaps maybe that's where his head is at.
Adam Rank, what is NFL Network? Do you think the Raiders will do well with the 3 number ones, or will they screw it up?
No, I'm a big fan of Mike Mayock. So I think that he's going to have this on lockdown. There's another team that could possibly be in the market for a quarterback, but I think they're good with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is just a few years removed from his spectacular 2016 season, which got him that huge contract, which made them the quarterback of the future for the Raiders. And now you've finally surrounded him with a little bit of talent. Now you got Antonio Brown there. You got Tyrell Williams, which was kind of an underrated signing. The offensive line is starting to come together. So if I'm the Raiders, the thing I do is I sit there and, again, whatever defense, you've got so many holes on defense, take the best defensive player there at number 4. You're going to get another good defensive player at the end of the first round, too, where you got pick number 27. And number 24, you could also, if you don't want to go defense right there, if you don't want to address it with a cornerback or a linebacker or something like that, Josh Jacobs could be there for the taking. Now, obviously, Marshawn Lynch is retired. John Gruden had already intimated that he was going to move on. So Josh Jacobs looks like a pretty good prospect. And if he lands to the Raiders at number 24, there's another problem solved. So I wouldn't go quarterback at all. And I think the Raiders are going to come out. I'm biased. I know Mike Mayock. He was a colleague of mine, colleague of ours. He was on those top 10 shows. So I think he's going to go out there and knock it out of the park.
Right. I love doing the top 10 shows with Adam Rank. Can you hang out and do another segment, talk more draft with us, or do you got to go?
Let's do it. I'm in.
All right. We'll talk more. I want to ask him about Cleveland Farrell. Some people have him going way at the bottom of the first round. How is that possible? That guy's an absolute badass. All right, Adam, so I might interrupt you if a puck goes in, but let me ask you, there's several
questions. Please do. By the way, was there not a 5-minute major on hitting a goalie, or was that just last night?
That was just last night. They only do that in San Jose. You have to be in the Silicon Valley to get that call.
Okay.
And have rich friends. Cleveland Farrell, why do people have him so low in the first round? That guy's a monster.
Yeah, it's just one of those pre-draft things where guys start to tumble a little bit, and it's really sometimes it just doesn't make sense. And I think that anytime you start putting together mock drafts or anything like that, people just kind of, it seems like guys slip through the radar, because I'm with you. I think he's a great player. I'm trying to figure it out myself as I go through mock drafts, and I'm like, what is happening here? But it's just one of those things. I also think too, you know, this is one of the things with the draft, especially now, with the way the quarterback position is, there's no risk to taking a quarterback because of the way the rookie wage scale is. Like back a couple of years ago, back when Sam Bradford and all those guys were coming through. It was dangerous to take a quarterback because you could get locked into a huge contract. So you end up getting guys jumping up into the first round who might not have necessarily been a first-round quarterback. Daniel Jones might not have been a first-round quarterback a couple of years ago. Dwayne Haskins might not have been a first-round quarterback a couple of years ago. So it kind of jumbles the board, but it also shows that these teams that are later on in the draft actually get really nice value because of the volatility with everything going on.
So which guy do you think is better? Because I like both of them a lot. Rashawn Gary and Devin Bush, the two, one guy's a rusher, another a linebacker, but both at Michigan. I don't care about their record or not winning against Ohio State or anything else. I honestly think both of those guys are NFL-ready badasses.
No, I'm with you as well. And I think that Devin Bush is one of those guys, again, who, you know, slots in pretty nicely. He could go anywhere from 10 to 15 and come in and just play an immediate role with that team. I think that the Broncos could be a team that could be looking at him. They need somebody there right there in the middle. So, again, this is just one of those guys. It's funny to me, too, like looking at some of these studs that Michigan has coming out. Again, you look back. It's funny when you look at, like, LSU when they had Jarvis Landry and OBJ and they had Jeremy Hill and these other studs coming out. And you're like, how did they not win? When we're going through the draft process now with all these Michigan players, you're like, what is that? Why were they not more successful? Because I think Devin Bush is a great player, and I think that they're turning out a lot of talent, and it's just kind of puzzling to me that they aren't able to at least translate it a little bit. I think Rashawn Gary is a perfect example of that, too, and he's somebody that, there's somebody who's going to go probably somewhere in the 20s, you know, perhaps. I don't know if he fits for the Steelers, but somebody like the Seahawks, the Ravens, Even the Lions picking in that spot as well, or the Raiders, you know, like that is a great value of somebody who can come in and make a huge impact.
So, Adam Rankwood is NFL Network. Are you buying or selling this DK Metcalf guy that everybody's so lapped up in after his combine numbers?
Yeah, that's one of the things too that I'm always a little bit hesitant to jump on board with somebody like that because. Obviously, when you see him with his shirt off, he looks like a WWE wrestler. He looks like Goldberg in his prime, and you're like, whoa, this guy's rocked up. And, of course, he went out there and put out an absolute show, going out there and playing, you know, at the combine and running around in his spandex with the Under Armour logo on it and everything like that. But sometimes people tend to overlook guys who are just really good at football. I remember a couple of years ago when Cooper Kupp was coming out of the draft, he was great in the Senior Bowl, and you're like, this guy knows how to play football. I understand he was at a smaller school like Eastern Washington, but he's obviously a proficient football player. Then he went to the combine, and his 40 time was, and then everybody just clutched their pearls. They're like, oh my God, this guy can't play. And obviously, he was probably the low key MVP of that Rams team last year. So I'm always hesitant when I see somebody who's, hey, this guy's a great combine guy, whereas, you know, I watch a lot of Oklahoma games, and you see Marquise Brown go out there and play like an NFL-type player. I would rather have him over, you know, somebody who is kind of a combine creation.
Do you think, let's go back to the Redskins for a second, that they're after the kid Haskins actually at the end of the day because he's, like, you know, from Maryland and everything, and that's who they're gung-ho for?
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, that is the nebulous connection right there. But Dwayne Haskins is a good quarterback. Like, he's put up pretty good statistics. I think that I saw something this week where he rates favorably with somebody like Sam Bradford when he was coming out of college. And Sam Bradford, you know, injuries aside, was actually a really good quarterback, was really good on the NFL level. And anytime you get somebody who throws, you know, what, 50 touchdowns in a big-time major college football conference, I like the way he's – I like him. I like him as a prospect and everything like that. I think that if the Redskins do have their sights set on him, they're probably going to have to move up because I think a low-key, sneaky landing spot for him, although this is starting to pick up a little bit of buzz over the last couple of weeks, is Ohio State. You know, one of these teams, again, like perhaps it's coming to that time to where they might have to part ways with Andy Dalton. And they look – you know, last year they took – Billy Price, now you can get Dwayne Haskins. Who knows? Maybe you just try to replicate what's going down in Columbus or up in Columbus or whatever. So I think it's an interesting situation that if the Redskins do want to make a splash, I think I could see them moving to number 8 with the Detroit Lions, somebody who would want to probably move down a little bit. So if they're going to do what I think they have to do, I think they have to jump ahead of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you buy or sell this Montez Sweat that everybody's all gung-ho about?
I kind of like him. You know, he's somebody that I didn't see a lot of when he was playing college football. You know, sometimes these guys just kind of slip through, and Mississippi State hasn't been playing very well over the last couple of years. So he kind of slipped through, but going back and watching some of their games, I don't like to watch individual plays. I like to watch the way the games kind of work themselves out. And when you see Sweat on the field, he's obviously an elite level talent, you know, and obviously he's got some questions with his heart condition, which is throwing some people off. But when you look at a guy just based on talent alone and how productive he was, if he didn't have this medical issue, I think he's somebody who could easily go into the top 10. I'm curious to see how far he falls. If he's going to get into the teams, if he's going to get towards the end of the draft, and then you start thinking about some of those really good teams that are at the end of the draft there in the first round. I mean, even a team like the Raiders who have 3 picks, like that's somebody who could gamble on a player like that. So I'm curious to see where he ends up going.
Who do you like better, Adam? Josh Allen, the kid out of Kentucky, or Devin White out of LSU? Or are they just peas in a pod, both the same, super talented guys? Either or, they'll both be good.
Yeah, I think that both these guys are as close to can't-miss prospects as you can get, and it really just depends on what teams are looking for. I think Josh Allen, you know, he's one of those great pass rushers that can get to the quarterback and really kind of turn a defense. And again, this is a situation where right here at spot 4, 5, and 6, where he could be available. You know, if the Raiders, again, if they're looking for, I mean, they need help all over the place. There's really not a defensive player they should be turning up their nose to, whether it's Ed Oliver. They could even go with Devin White if they wanted to. But I think Josh Allen is kind of intriguing. And again, somebody that I didn't see a lot of during the season. Kentucky games were not, unfortunately, even though Kentucky played very well, they weren't on my radar. But going back and watching, again, this is just another guy who jumps off the screen when you're watching games back. And again, you know, I'll take these guys over the combine darlings, but I think Josh Allen is going to be a superstar in this league.
Lastly, I think if the Jets end up getting Quinn and Williams, let's say, because it's Murray, Bosa, then Williams. If the Jets get Quinn and Williams and they got Le'Veon Bell, you know, I hate to admit it, I think the Jets end up winning the draft. I mean, I know there's a lot of rounds. I understand all that. But if they got Le'Veon Bell and they get this badass up front on their defensive line, I honestly think they win.
100%. I'm with you. Again, this is just one of those things in the circumstance of the Cardinals falling in love with Kyler Murray. This has drawn a guy who could probably go first overall. He's got that kind of talent. And he probably, you know, I'm not going to rule it out too, but I still think the Cardinals are going with the quarterback. But Quinnen Williams is a stud. And anybody who's coming out of that Alabama program and he's manning the middle, and as dominant as he was as a collegiate player, he's going to come into the next level and be just as good. And the Jets, you know, they're starting to build a nice little low-key defense. A couple of years ago, they snagged Jamal Adams. If you get somebody like Quinnen Williams in there to be the anchor of that defense, and that's, you know, that's really where a lot of it starts, is that, you know, too many times you get wrapped up in the statistics and quarter, you know, sacks and everything like that. But somebody who can command a lot of attention from the offensive line. You got to double team him. He can push the line of scrimmage back. He can make quarterbacks uncomfortable, that even if he's not sacking a quarterback, just being in his face. And I think about, you know, how Tom Brady gets flustered when you rush him up the middle. I think this guy is tailor-made to play in the AFC East, and you put him on that offensive line, and Tom Brady is not going to be a heavy camper, and I think he comes out there and he's going to be a big-time player.
Adam, great stuff tonight. I love it. Adam Rank, NFL Network. Thanks for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Enjoy the draft.
Listen, the pleasure was always, as always, is on this side of the phone, and I can't wait to once again run into you at the D or the Golden Gate or whatever we're going to do. We'll go play some Sigma Derby. We'll go watch some Spandex Nation. But it's always great talking to you, and you as well. Enjoy the draft.
All right, there he is. Adam Rank, I love you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.